This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. Sorry for the lousy sound. I'm just going to check and see how we're doing. I think we're doing okay. It's been an exciting couple of days. Actually, it's kind of been an exciting week. I think I mentioned last week that my mom had fallen down and broken her hip. So we did the whole thing at the hospital over the weekend. Got that all taken care of. And this is going to be a shortened podcast because I don't actually have any notes. More on that in a minute. Yeah, it's a little exciting. So while we were down there, we had some friends down there as well from the church. And so I did get up to see them a couple of times. So mom was in the hospital starting Wednesday night through Thursday, Friday. I was down, you know, all of those days. Then finally on Sunday around 5:30, 6, we got her moved over to Maranatha. And so she's in the rehabilitation unit at Maranatha now. And of course she has dementia, so she can't really remember where she is. I'm really concerned that my phone is going to flip off this little foam thing that I have it on. I'm just going to check and make sure it's still recording. It is. Okay, good. Anyways, so got that all taken care of. I actually had to dip into my word bank this week. More on that in a minute. Anyways, so she is at Maranatha now, and she's starting that long process, that long road. And there were a couple of days there where it didn't look like she was going to respond. But then she started perking up, and, you know, they said they had her in a wheelchair today, and she was able to go about 10 feet by herself, so, you know, it's incremental steps. So we'll see. We'll see. I was talking to my cousin, and I mentioned to him that when this is all said and done, looking back on this, I fully expect that this is going to be, you know, the beginning of the final chapter. But she's had a long, wonderful life, done a lot of great things for God. So, you know, as I'm fond of saying, our whole job here is to bring this in for a soft landing. So that all seems to be going well. It's always interesting when you're dealing with a person with dementia, because you know that you're going to walk out of the room and 15 seconds later, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, they're not even going to remember that you were there. And so everything is, you know, very much in the moment. Dad was down to see mom today, and she's alert enough now and awake enough that she's asking about dad. And of course she says, well, where's Bill? Well, mom, Dad went back home. He was down here with you for several hours today. What? Am I going to be here all alone? No, Mom. You're in a facility. They're going to take good care of you. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, just stay with me until he comes back. Well, Mom, that's going to be tomorrow morning. You know, we went around that loop several times. But, you know, I told her eventually, she said, well, you need to get home to be with your wife. And I said, yeah, Mom, I need to toddle on, because that was the second half of the exciting part of the week. I got Mom kind of squared away, and I've been dropping in every day to see her after work. We got home last night, and heard my wife groaning, and I thought, uh-oh, and I thought, you okay there, sweetie? And her Costco chondroitin, I can't remember what it's called. It's the inflammation of the cartilage in your chest. That inflammation reared up really strong. Really, really strong. Last night, I mean, she was doubled over in pain, and she was still talking about how she needed to go and help direct the choir. And I was looking at her going, sweetie, I don't think... And then she started getting nauseous. And I mean, she'd be standing there and then she'd just go, oh, you know, because it would just grab her. And so I said, sweetie, do you need to go to the urgent care or emergency room? No, I'll be okay. And finally she did that a couple of times. And I just said, okay, that's it. Let's go. So we went down, walked into urgent care. Lynette explained what was going on. They put her in a wheelchair immediately, sent her to the emergency room. But after 5.5 hours in the emergency room, they said they were just nearly certain wasn't her heart, and that it was something to do with inflammation, probably the costochondroitin, I think it's called something. I don't know. Whatever that costochondroitin, I don't know. She knows. I don't know. They said, yeah, it was probably that. So they gave her some pain medication and gave her some stuff to help with the inflammation. And hopefully, you know, that kind of dies down and she's feeling a little bit better. I'm going to be heading home here in a few minutes and find out. So that was pretty exciting. All of that meant that last week I did not hit my 10,000 words. But I only have 2 weeks more to go this week and next week on my sprint. And I had banked 3,500 words. I was actually 3,500 words ahead. Always good to be ahead for when you hit situations in life that kind of throw you a curveball. So I don't like to use my bank. And once I get something saved up, I like to just keep plowing forward. But you know, when your mom falls down and breaks her hip, maybe it's okay to use your bank of words then. So I pushed through and got, I think I used 1,500 words of the bank for last week. And then on Sunday, with everything that was going on Sunday, I should have written 3,000 words and I only got 1,000 words done. So I think I used the other 2,000 on Sunday, unless something magic happens for the rest of this week. My schedule is, you know, it is clearing. Things are clearing, and I may have a good Friday and Saturday, but I have a bunch of little stuff I got to get done tonight that I normally get done on Wednesday nights, but of course, I was not home on Wednesday night. So it's interesting, but I did do some writing. You know, you get to the emergency room and there's a lot of sitting around, and Lynette definitely was in pain, but there came a point there where they had given her some pain medication and that kind of eased down, and we were just sitting there waiting, and she was watching TV, so I popped my computer open and just started writing. And I wrote enough that I actually got my assignment for yesterday done, plus my assignment for tonight done. So technically I'm a little ahead, but we'll see how the rest of the week goes. So hopefully no more trips to the emergency room. Hopefully no more parents breaking anything. And I'll finish out this week strong, and then I just have one more week on this sprint. One more week. Still not quite sure where I'm going with this book. Just not quite sure. I don't know where the ending is on this thing, but it'll come. It'll open up. We're believing. So, yeah. It's fun stuff. Anyways, was there something else I was going to mention? I'm sure there is. I think I mentioned that we had visited some friends in the hospital. In fact, I just got word that he died today. So he was having troubles with his lungs and just got worse and worse, and sadness. He's an excellent painter, as in fine art painter, beautiful painter. Did gorgeous, gorgeous job. We have several of his prints in our house, and really beautiful stuff. As far as work goes, everything is puttering along with work. We did have to push off the release of the beta test because we never could get final clearance on what the from address should be. Never thought we'd get hung up at that spot. But you know, sometimes that stuff happens, and the executive that I answered directly to, as soon as I called off the trial, he hopped on immediately and said, you know, these things happen sometime. We want you to know we're doing our best to make sure this is right when it launches. Thank you, Phil, for all your work. So there's no problem. It's just one of those things. I really, really would have loved to get something done in May, but that's okay. We'll get it done in June. And I got some good things done today that needed to be get done, and I have some things to do next week. And so there's plenty. There's always, always plenty of stuff to do. I did start my brain juice this week, my true brain stuff. I did the first double dose today. It's a little deceptive. I'm not sure if all of the other stuff in it is actually working, because the stuff that I took today, one packet that I took at 8:30 had 80 milligrams of caffeine in it. And then the boost packet that I took at 1:30 had 100 milligrams of caffeine in it. So that's like 2 cups of coffee. And coffee will power you up all of its own. But supposedly, you really don't feel the effects of the rest of the stuff until the 5 days. So I'm going to go ahead and take them all through the 5 days. The worst that can happen is it can throw me into a migraine or something if I get too much brain activity. My eyes start to glow red. We'll see. But they don't taste too bad. They have kind of a unique flavor to them. And if I get any boost at all out of the non-caffeinated versions, which I'm planning on trying that, next, I think I'll go ahead and get 30 packets of the non-caffeinated version and just try those in the afternoons. And if those will work, that might be a good combination. So we'll see. It's very interesting. You know, when you first hear about it, it's like, what? I'm going to be putting all these chemicals in my brains? But it's just supplements and nutrients. And one guy asked me, so do you think they have really low dosage of like LSD in there? I said, I hope not. But theoretically, it's not on the ingredient list if it is. I did read one study where they were saying that low dosages of LSD, I think they were saying that maybe that helps some people with Alzheimer's. I have actually wondered. I've actually wondered if this true brain stuff would help my mom at all. And I have had a fleeting thought or so that will never come to fruition of, I wonder if, you know, marijuana would help my mom at all. But then I thought, yeah, that's not going to happen. Because I read some study about how TCH, is it TCH, the active ingredient in Maranatha. My mom is in Maranatha. In marijuana, how the active ingredient in marijuana actually can help people who have Alzheimer's as well, even though my mom doesn't have Alzheimer's. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's just going to be interesting to see how things go. To see what happens with my mom. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with medical science. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the true brain stuff. I'm going to push this forward just a little bit because it's been working its way back. We are in for fascinating several years here. I just started listening to a podcast that the guy on there, who's part of the whole AI stuff, et cetera, et cetera, the AI stuff is accelerating. And his contention was, I'm getting my mail. Hey, stuff. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Getting my mail. One moment. His contention, according to the title of the talk, was that artificial intelligence will overtake, will replace 50%, if I read this right, don't quote me, 50% of all jobs in 10 years. Yeah. I'm going to be retired by then. But if there's actually that much movement, I can tell you that is going to cause catastrophe. So it's getting about time to build the bunker. That's what I think. Building the bunker. Man, it's going to be a fascinating decade. I'm backing into my garage. It's just so interesting to watch all these pieces coming into play. And where it leads, who can ever say? But we know one thing. You know, this life is just a staging ground. And I'm certainly in that moment now, you know, watching my mom and working her through her last days. We are definitely at that time. And it'll just be interesting to watch everything as it goes out. My wife asked me the other day, she said, are you doing okay? I said, yeah, I think I am. I said, you know, when it comes time and mom passes on, there will definitely be a surge because she's my mom. That's just the way it works. And it's not something I'm afraid of. I've had plenty of surges in my life. I've written plenty of things that have caused my emotions to surge in life. And so I'm not afraid of them. I'm not uncomfortable with them. I have sat in my basement and cried until I just thrashed my sinuses till I couldn't cry anymore. And I usually do that about every 6 months or so when I'm writing the epilogues on the book. So, you know, I'm no stranger to emotion, but it's really going to be interesting to see how we get through all these transitions. So anyways, I am home. Sorry, I didn't have any notes this week because I went into the emergency room and then I got home and then I only have about 4.5 hours sleep and I forgot my recorder and I thought, well, you could do this tomorrow. And then I thought, you know, this is kind of for posterity and it's for the grandkids. I'm just going to ramble. So this is my rambling. Sorry, I will do better next week. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.